Professor Michael Griffith is a professor at University of Wyoming and the director of orchestral activities. This year, he'll be one of four conductors in the university's holiday concerts called Holidays Around the World. Thanks for coming in, Michael.
Thank you so much, Irina. Appreciate you having me.
And can we start out? Can you tell me what the concert is actually going to feature this year?
Well, as we usually do, we feature many different groups within the music department. It's not an orchestra concert or a choir concert or a band concert, but you will hear all of those groups. And when I say choir, of course, we're talking about the Collegiate Chorale and the City Choir, the Bel Canto Women's Chorus and the Singing Statesmen, the Men's Choir. And this year we're adding in the Jazz Choir. So there'll be a lot of variety there. Even within the large instrumental ensembles, Dr. Belser is sometimes in one band piece using just a few players, while in others he's using the whole ensemble. In the orchestra side, I've got two pieces that are using the full orchestra and one that's just strings and harp. So when you say, what do we feature? I'm going to have to just say, everybody.
And so it features music from literally all over the world. How did you go about choosing the particular pieces that you did?
Well,
and why, I guess.
Sure. Some of the orchestra regulars may know that the theme for the symphony orchestra's entire season is Beyond Borders, and that came from a little bit from influence from my summer where I taught in Finland and then I taught in Shanghai for a while, and that gave me the idea of looking at music from an international standpoint, and was extending that to the holiday concert and calling it Holidays Around the World. When you do a holiday concert, audiences, of course, they want to hear the familiar carols that they know so well, and yet you don't need to go to a concert to hear the same things you're going to hear on television all the time. So we're trying to balance that. And as we do, when we were looking at both the familiar carols, we tried to find a good variety of where they're from so that we may have one of the choirs are doing Fum Fum Fum, which is a familiar carol, yet it's from Catalonia, which is, of course, in the news right now because they're thinking of breaking away from Spain. And so we're trying to make a point of doing not just a lot of English carols, which, of course, the majority of the carols we know are English. We're trying to, while we do a good number of those, we are trying to hit a Catalonian carol, an Italian carol. Iezzo Bambino is Italian, something else from another part of Spain, an African nativity song. On the orchestra side, we're doing a Caribbean sleigh ride. I mean, how many people in Wyoming, as it starts to get cold and dark, are thinking, boy, Christmas in the Caribbean would really be nice this year. Well, but the other question is how many can afford that? Very few. Come to the Christmas concert, you'll hear a Caribbean sleigh ride. That's a wonderful new piece that was just written by Bob Wendell, who's one of the staff arrangers for Radio City Music Hall. So it's very much on the light side. It has a little bit of a Latin Caribbean flair to it. Yet if you listen carefully, you hear some Christmas songs buried in it. So this is what I'm talking about of finding ways to have music that brings the joy of the holiday season that we all want to experience and all want to hear it. And here at UW, because of the academic calendar, we do this concert early. So it sort of kicks off the holiday season for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's mostly students playing and singing, I assume, right?
Right.
And so do they bring kind of an extra amount of enthusiasm since they are about to go home and, you know, most of them are kind of playing away from home at the moment?
Well, that's one way to look at it. But the other is the concert is the weekend before final exams. So maybe not. But certainly, if you can imagine the number of times in my life I've conducted some of these carol arrangements, but for the students, it's new and they're excited. And of course, they're used to doing fairly serious concerts. And at the Christmas concert, we lighten things up just a little. I tell the orchestra that they don't just have to wear black. They can accessorize with red and green and God knows what they're going to come up with. I have seen little tiny Christmas trees taped to the top of trombones. So they bring that level of enthusiasm and joy to the performance.
And do you have a personal favorite in this concert?
Yes. I discovered a new arrangement of Coventry Carol, which is something that everybody knows. But this is the piece I referred to earlier that's just for strings and harp. It's a lovely arrangement, and it's not just the melodies up top and everybody else accompanies. It's a very rich, interwoven arrangement with the violas and the celli doing a lot of the bulk of the work and the violins playing sort of a filigree on top. The basses actually get the melody here and there in it, and the harp part is just this gossamer thing going on over it. It's really a lovely arrangement. And sort of sums up what I'm talking about. Everybody knows the tune of Coventry Carol, but to hear this gorgeous new arrangement, it will put a whole new light on it for people.
Mm-hmm. And so if people do want to come see the concert, do you want to give us the details of
Sure.
how they can do it?
There are two performances. They are Saturday evening at 7:30 or Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available at the Fine Arts box office or the box office in the Student Union or by calling 766-6666 or by going online to the UW website /finearts. And, of course, I should also mention that after the Sunday performance is another annual event that's a truly wonderful part of Christmas, which is the Symphony Association's holiday dinner. It's going to be at the lovely Laramie Train Depot this year. It's a catered dinner. There will be live music. Alice Freeman will be playing harp. We'll have a silent auction where you can bid on getting a student chamber group come to your home and play for you. The food is going to be wonderful. And also they're trying to do an international flair there. And that's a benefit. It benefits the Orchestra Scholarship Fund. So all of that this weekend, 766-6666 for tickets.
And tickets do sell out. So call that number sooner rather than later. Is that
absolutely
right? Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Michael.
Thank you so much, Irina.